You may be seated, and Lydia will come and lead our gospel reading. This is from Mark 12, 38 through 44. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." Thanks be to God. So how are you today? How are you feeling? I invite you just to take a moment and just breathe. Let yourself be here, feel whatever, think whatever's been going on with you the last few days. I've had a chance to talk with a few of you. About a dozen of us were on Zoom together for about an hour on Wednesday late afternoon. That was good. We affirmed it was good to be together, to be in community, to be connecting as we're processing. As the evening wore on yesterday, my husband Bill said something to me about my sermon today, and I said, "I still don't know what I'm saying." In some ways, I think that is totally where I am. It's too soon to know what the wise things are for me to say to you in many ways. As an inclusive community, as a welcoming community that practices and is so committed to separation of church and state, I do not want to assume that I know exactly how any of you voted, although I've got a pretty good notion, unless you're one of our visitors. But we talked last week at Adult Ed, we are not a monolithic community on how we feel on all issues. And that's good, and that's important. And we need to be able to have those harder conversations about the ways and not assume everyone is where I am. I don't post much at all on Facebook once in a while. I go on there occasionally to kind of see what's there. Partly it's a way I keep track of some of my friends that I never talk to directly, but helps me kind of know. I also like videos of cute puppies and small kids and beautiful pictures of nature with nice quotes. And so it struck me this week when I went on Facebook a couple times to sort of see responses that, although in general I do not like the way social media use algorithms to reinforce what we like, I was actually pretty grateful for it this week. This week I kept seeing Mary Oliver poems and, you know, cute puppies. Most of what I was seeing calmed me, grounded me, inspired me.
opened me up to some perspective. So I share with you from that three things: a prayer, keep my anger from becoming meanness, keep my sorrow from collapsing into self-pity, keep my heart soft enough to keep breaking. Keep my anger turned toward justice, not cruelty. Remind me that all of this, every bit of it, is for love. Keep me fiercely kind. That's from Laura Jean Truman. From Wendell Berry, one of my favorite poems, written in 1968 in the height of the Vietnam War. In the dark of the moon, in flying snow, in the dead of winter, war spreading, families dying, the world in danger, I walk the rocky hillside sowing clover. From J.R.R. Tolkien, from The Hobbit, which he published in 1937. Some believe it is only great power that can hold evil in check, but that is not what I have found. It is the small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love. Somehow I think this scripture is about that. Small acts. We can feel helpless, we can feel overwhelmed, we can feel great uncertainty about what all this means. But we do not need to be confused. Small acts we can do. Jesus is most consistently condemns hypocrisy. Religious leadership, political leadership, using their power for fame and attention, to rule over others, to control others, while they devour widows' houses. Jesus sees the widow. Jesus sees the person for whom the system does not work. And he sees her small act of enormous faith. And in the realm of God, in God's reality, she is great. She is powerful. And so are we.